First pasuk says, "Re'e anochi nosein lefneichem hayom brachu kol." Look, I'm giving you today blessings and curses. The question is, why is the word re'e lashon yachid, and then switched to lefneichem lashon rabin? Why not be consistent? I think one of the things that holds people back from affecting and doing for other people is they think they have limited in their ability to affect other people. What am I going to do? Who am I going to help? I'm going to help one person? Torah tells us the opposite. The word re'e is lashon yachid, but you have the ability to affect lefneichem, to go ahead and affect many people. You can do one action that can affect not only one person, but his family, his community, ultimately his children and grandchildren, all future generations. And that's really the end of the pasuk. Hayom bracha uklala, your effect on other people. What your desired effect can be, either blessing or curse. You can go ahead and affect not only a person, but all future generations, for not only for bad, but a mirchen for something good, not only for uklala, but for bracha as well. Have an amazing, inspirational, uplifting Shabbos.